East Coast. East Coast
Breakfast. So I'm right now at Netcare St. Augustine's with Dr. Paul McGuire, plastic and reconstructive surgeon. Just straight off the cuff, how many people about are you getting to see in this chair on a weekly basis?
So I'll do approximately around 10 to 15 primary consults a week. And it does vary very much with the time of the year, because people are often planning their surgery related to time they can take off. On average, somewhere around 10 to 15 patients a week.
And percentage male and female?
Oh, very few males, maybe less than 1%.
If we're looking at the, I don't know how to break it down here, color-wise, so African, Indian, colored, white?
So the majority of my patients are white, 75-80%. The next highest population group comes from the Indian, then the black.
And then the age of the patients coming in?
Oh, it's variable, from usually girls as young as 16, and that can vary with things like breast reductions, concerns about their noses and other aesthetic issues. I've done cosmetic procedures on patients in their 70s.
Do most of the people that come in here, are they coming for a body image reason where they want to feel more confident in their own skin, or is it for medical reasons?
Absolutely 100% patients are coming in to feel better about themselves, and it doesn't matter which age group you're looking at. Someone in their late teens, early 20s, who have become socially withdrawn because they don't have a breast. You get almost the same with a girl who's very big busted, who has also become socially withdrawn. You have a woman in her 30s who says she doesn't feel attractive to her husband anymore because of the way she feels about her breast or her body shape. And you'll get a businesswoman in her 50s who says, I don't feel as confident in business meetings because I'm looking old. All these things have a huge impact on the way people function, the way they feel about themselves, and the interpersonal relationships, the knock-on effect of feeling better about yourself. And I think a lot of men don't understand the significance of that is to a woman's psyche. They don't understand how important it is for a woman to feel good about the way she looked. A woman's breasts has so many different meanings behind it. It signifies that she's a woman. It's the external visible component that she's essentially fertile and now a woman. It's something that deals with their own attractiveness.
Do you ever say no to someone?
So the patient has to be fit and healthy. The patient must be doing it for themselves. So occasionally I'll have patients come in with a demanding narcissistic partner who wants a certain look. I'll often take that patient aside and say, look, I really don't think that this has been done for you. It's been done for him. And I strongly discourage that.
How invasive is, let's talk about specifically a breast augmentation and or lift?
Yes, it's invasive. It's an operation where you need to be admitted into hospital. It's going to take anything between an hour to 2 hours to perform. Most patients go home the same day, and there's a good 10 to 14 day recovery period. In terms of risk to yourself, in other words, doctor, am I going to die? Your risks are extremely, extremely low. So there's no significant blood loss. There's no major organs that we go near that could be injured or damaged. In terms of breast surgery, it's about as safe as surgery can be. But naturally, there are risks that patients must make sure that they're well informed of and that they understand the risks that they're undertaking. So some of the minor things is that there's a 10% chance that you could lose the feeling in your nipple.
Is that considered minor?
Minor in comparison to something like a hematoma or infection.
Okay.
A fair number of those patients that complain of loss of feeling immediately after the sensation returns, but it doesn't return always in its entirety. So patients must be warned of that. There's a potential risk of 1 in 100 of developing a hematoma after the operation, which is a buildup of blood in and around the implant. If that happens, it'll happen within the first 24 hours, and there's a small chance that you may need to have that cleared out. There's a small chance, about 1 in 150, of infection around the implant. That's extremely small in surgical terms, and if that happens, sometimes we may need to remove that implant. But those are risks that patients must understand. And if it puts patients off and they're well informed, then that's probably the right decision.
East Coast.
East Coast Breakfast.
Dr. McGraw, the reason I'm here today, I have been contemplating a breast augmentation for a very long time. I think, unfortunately, the internet has made us our own worst enemies and our own doctors. And I realized that I have been so chronically against surgery, actually. I don't know if you know, but I teach yoga and plant-based and preach all the healthy things and don't use sulfate in my shampoo and all of this. But as much as I am against the possibility of work, or so I thought I was, I also am too embarrassed or uncomfortable with my own chest to take my top off in front of my partner. And as much as I can talk myself through it and tell myself that I love myself as I am, etc., etc., I now can say that I have saved up the funds to do this. And the only thing that's really still hindering me is the fact that A, I don't want to be judged badly by other people, which as much as I want to say I don't care, I do care. Because I do have, obviously I work with a team of boys firstly, and the thought of them knowing is also I want to die. But because I work on radio, I know that I'm judged already anyway. You can't talk to 800,000 people and think they all A, like you, or B, care about what you're doing in your life. The same time though, because I am on radio, I'm aware that this is not something I can really hide, as we are authentic on air, we're authentic people and we talk about our lives. And this is a decision that if I could, just like my other girlfriends, do it under the radar, disappear for a month and come back and no one would know any better. But I don't think that's really going to be a progress for women who do want to do something for them. So I'm sitting in front of you now asking if we could possibly do a consult, because I would very much like to know if I'm a candidate for this procedure. After I think having some time just to think about why I was so reserved and why I looked at women who had it done with such disdain or sometimes even hatred, and I realized that it was really coming from a place of jealousy, because I wished that I could look like that on the top, or just not wear my bikini so tight that it hurts my neck, or not have to go and just get changed away from anyone because I genuinely feel like and look like I've not just had children but breastfed a lot of children, and I've made fun of them my whole life, and I feel like now I'm turning 37 in a couple weeks, and even I feel embarrassed even talking to you about this, but I don't want to be embarrassed. I want to look like the woman I feel like inside. And it's one of my biggest insecurities, and I like to pretend like I'm confident, but I'm very not confident about this. And I want to stop talking now. So Dr. McGrath, so now I would just like to know from you, firstly, now that you've heard kind of my backstory, firstly, do you think that I am doing this for the right reasons? And if you think so, am I a candidate? And if so, I feel so embarrassed. Will you be my doctor?
With pleasure, I will be your surgeon.
Thank you. Okay, so I guess we'll go and do what's next then.